Dee, thank you so much for talking with me again.
Thank you for having me again.
Dee, I spoke with you when you first announced your candidacy for Troy City Council's first district, and I'm curious now about what you're hearing when you're going door to door about what residents are looking for.
Overall, residents are looking for safety. Heard a number of different safety concerns that are related to either violence or also amount of abandoned homes or homes that people feel might be fire hazards. But safety is a big concern. I'm also hearing about more community programs, things for people to do, especially young people, and bringing that to Lansingburg. Also, you know, there are amount of commercial spaces that are empty in Lansingburg, and people are interested in what small businesses could potentially be in this neighborhood. Yeah, and the enthusiasm has been great. I feel a sense of hope and excitement when I talk to folks about what they'd like to see. And also, you know, just there are other things like addressing the alleys, trash pickup and sidewalks. We have a lot of uneven sidewalks in Lansingburg, and addressing, like, you know, keeping up with the trees that are on the sidewalks, old trees that fall down. So, you know, people just want, I think overall the sentiment is, show us that you care about where we live. And that means taking care of community programs and taking care of safety.
Is there anything that you thought you knew, but after talking to residents in your district, you've changed your mind about?
I don't know that I have an answer for that question.
Can you think of a time in the past that you actually changed your mind on something?
I think the reason I'm having a hard time answering that question is because I don't make up my mind until I know as much information as I can to make a decision. I do a lot of listening, and from listening, I can come to conclusions. And so I build what I decide based on what I hear and what I research. So it's like an ongoing learning process rather than coming to a conclusion and then finding out something and changing my mind.
What are some proactive things that you'd like to do should you win this seat?
I really want to do some more programming. I'm really, really interested in the potential of 112th Street Park. I'm interested in what that could look like for young people in the neighborhood in Lansingburg. I'm also very interested in what small businesses could bring to this area of Troy and how we can minimize or decrease the amount of abandoned homes holding absentee landlords accountable for the spaces that are next to us that are boarded up. I think all of those things are things that I have a sense of urgency to produce some programming around so that we can address those issues.
Troy is set to get $45 million of COVID relief funding. Tell me three things that you think should guide how we spend that money, or three things that you think we should definitely spend the money on.
Oh, wow. That is a lot of money. When we talk about redistributing funds, we're really talking about community empowerment. And I think that programs that empower our community, that provide resources and relief for families who are working really hard to make it from day to day. We've gone through a really tough time over the course of this pandemic. And financially, some people are struggling. And also, we can create opportunities for people to work who are not working. So I think that, and having ways for people to invest in themselves and the work that they do, would be a great way of using funds as well. I think there's something to say about the amount of people that want to see programs for the community, you know, ways for neighbors to connect with each other. You know, I've heard so many neighbors say that they don't really talk to each other. They don't talk to people who live right next to them. And having opportunities for a community to connect more can only lead to a stronger district and a stronger overall city.
I am almost embarrassed to say that this is the first year that my husband and I ever went to a concert in the Powers Park concert series, and it was great fun. Have you had a chance to go out to any of those concerts?
I have not. I have not had a chance to go and see it in person. That may be something that I do in the future. I also think that, you know, having a range of things is necessary too. We have some things that happen downtown, and then we have the concert series in Powers Park, and different people are doing different things. I myself have hosted open mic, but I think that, you know, the more that we connect, the more we can make sure that everything is inclusive and we can also work together, collaborate in a different way.
There's been a lot of discussion around development in Troy. What principles will guide your thinking about new development proposals?
I really feel that it's so important to listen to the residents where a development will be built. There's the idea that, you know, someone can go and purchase land, do whatever they want with it to an extent, right? Within the guidelines of what the city has for a development. However, at the same time, there are developments that disrupt people's lives. And I think that it's really essential in any kind of situation that's going to change something in a permanent way. It's really important to listen to the people who live there and see what their needs are, see what they want, see what they are concerned about when it comes to development. And I think when we prioritize the voices of the people, we do a lot better by everybody involved.
Dee, what can you offer that your opponent can't?
Well, I have fresh eyes and I'm coming from a creative background. I really want to find new ways to do something, especially if there are systems in place that haven't been working so well. That's something that I'll be learning. It's an ongoing learning process of, you know, what I can do and how I can improve on something. But I'm always approaching issues in a creative way because of my background. And then I have a passion for people. I have a passion for meeting and talking to people and understanding where they're coming from and what they need. I've had folks say they haven't had actually a conversation with someone who's either running for office or who's in office now. And I think that, you know, to represent the people, to truly represent the people, we have to really be in ongoing communication with them.
Who do you look up to in the city, or who are you looking to for support, collaboration, advice on some of the tough issues that you'll face should you take office?
Well, there are a lot of community members that I really admire for the work that they're doing. I really admire the work of the folks at Collective Effort. I think that they do work that is both visionary and intentional and very much in the spirit of how they can contribute to the city of Troy and uplift community as a whole. And so I admire the work that they do overall. When I first announced that I was running for office, one of the people that I reached out to was Anasha. I think that Anasha has been really consistent and the work that he does and his overall passion for doing what's right for the people in the city of Troy. And there are a list of other people that I could name whose work spirit really motivates me and feeds me in a spiritual way. Also, the folks that are on my team are amazing. They are very enthusiastic, excited. I'm really grateful to have them on my team. And so that keeps me going as well.
I'm going to ask you a series of rapid fire questions. I'm sure you're familiar with this format. I need you to give me a yay or a nay. No explanations, no background information. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Pay as you throw garbage fee schedule.
Yay.
Sound cannons for policing.
Oh, there's buzzwords and I feel unprepared.
Second Avenue Lansingburg Development Project.
Nay.
Reallocating the current police department budget.
Yay.
Banning ATVs and dirt bikes from city streets.
I don't know.
Monument Square development, Love it or hate it?
I'm in between there. There are things that seem great about it, and there are things that I'm concerned about.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Dee, thank you so much for talking
Yeah.
about your candidacy, and I wish you great luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you. And I appreciate the interview and the opportunity to talk about what I'm doing.